morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, Fancy Sauce Show listeners, and welcome to episode 5 of season 2, and Happy New Year to you all. Here with John Beebe.
Happy New Year.
John Poulton.
Don't leave that chai.
And Oliver Coles. Hello.
I was saying Happy New Year, by the way, just then. That's Happy New Year in Chinese.
Oh, well done.
But they say it on their New Year, not our New Year.
Oh, so they've already said it, or they're going to say it?
No, they'll be saying it in a few January weeks. January 17th, isn't it?
I'm not sure. It's later on in January.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be fun to say it in Chinese.
Cool. So, Kugentag. Oh, no.
Kugentag. They say that in Holland?
Bon anniversaire. Oh, no, that's happy birthday.
Yeah, that's not right either.
Bon nuevo año. There we go.
Near enough.
There we go.
That'll do.
So international.
So we're going to open up this New Year special by looking back on the events of the year and maybe celebrating some of the exciting things that have happened, maybe commiserating some of the things that have happened. So can you think of anything big and exciting that happened this year?
Gangnam Style.
Is that really the highlight of your 2012, Gangnam Style?
Well, no, it's the fact that I sat in the studio with him, like, in the TV studio in the Jonathan Ross set. I was like, babe. There's PSY, the most watched man ever on YouTube.
Isn't he Psy?
PSY.
Yeah. Is it PSY?
I thought it was Psy. It is Psy, but I, you know, I'm trying to trend.
Just like to be different.
Give him a new name.
Hashtag PSY.
P.S.Y.
But it has been a very eventful year. Yeah, it's been an unusually eventful year, I feel.
The Jubilee, the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, going right back, so much has happened. We had that cruise ship that was
that this year, the Italian cruise ship?
Yeah, yeah.
With the captain that said that he tripped up and fell into a lifeboat and said he wasn't abandoning
he
ship.
He was bailing.
He tripped over himself and into a lifeboat and then rowed away.
Yeah.
Crazy Italians.
Were there deaths on that?
No, I don't think so.
It's not that big then, is it? I mean, the boat was, but...
No, because wasn't it because it was on a like a rock that it can basically move.
Apparently, I read that he went close so he could wave to a mate. Serious, and he just got a bit too close to the rocks and accidentally crashed.
He could wave to a mate.
Yeah, seriously. Apparently, he wanted to wave to a mate who was stood on the beach.
Maybe he wanted to wave to a wave.
Wave. Yeah,
well,
I can't believe.
I remember seeing in the newspaper that there was that. It was like horrific cruise tragedy. And then next to it was a thing saying 12-page cruise special, where you want to go in the summer. And I was just like, how did they ever put their
placements
together?
That's hilarious. We also had Aung San Suu Kyi was released finally.
What?
In Burma. You know, the Burmese lady that was under house arrest for like 20 years?
No.
Yeah.
She was finally released and has now joined the Burmese government. And she won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, I thought the guy who invented the doorbell. The door knocker got the Nobel Prize.
What, for peace?
For peace.
Oh, right, not for peace.
Definitely not peace.
Yeah. You invented the door knocker. You created world stability.
The one thing that would never, ever create peace is a door knocker.
But it creates Nobels.
Yeah.
We also had the Facebook IPO.
That was a big one. That was
the biggest crash.
I think that's
going to
be one of the most defining things about this year, other than the Olympics and the Jubilee, that Facebook was the most spectacular fail of any IPO in history, when it was geared up to be one of the biggest IPOs in history.
Didn't Google also lose something like $9 billion in 8 seconds or something in the stock market?
I mean,
it was some ridiculous figure like that. It might have been over an hour or something.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't that short a time, but it dropped quite significantly.
Wow.
We
also had the...
Kate Middleton had sex for the first time.
Kate Middleton definitely had sex at least once.
Yeah.
That's a fact. We know that. Doctors have proven that.
Unless it's Immaculate Conception.
Future King Kong.
Queen Latifah.
Or Queen Latifah, exactly.
TBC.
What else did we have? We had Felix Baumgartner jumping from space.
The first man to officially break the speed of sound.
That's
the
big.
The band Pussy Riot getting put in prison in Russia.
What?
Did you not hear about them?
No.
Fucking hell, Beebe. Do you read newspapers?
No. I listen to the Fancy Sauce Show.
Good answer. It's a Russian band that are like anti-establishment, and they were singing about the corruption in Russia, and they got put in prison for it.
Mm.
And it was very like anti-democracy and
anti-free
speech.
So is that a little bit like the modern day version of the Sex Pistols?
Kind of, yeah.
Did they get put in prison?
I don't think they ever got put in prison, to be honest.
We had
That's that same noise. What is that noise?
It's my laptop getting grumpy.
Oh, right.
We had Hurricane Sandy.
Hurricane Sandy was a big one. Go Colsey.
Yeah, I'll get a point for that.
Yeah.
Not yet. It's not it's not question time yet. No, we'll get there.
Premature.
We had yet another Greek bailout. Continued malaise in Europe.
Yeah.
True. A double dip. Everything's the money just doesn't isn't worth it.
They elected a black man in America.
Again.
Good answer. I was going to see if he fell for that.
Yeah. Oh shit, yeah, that was this year. Oh god, it's been a long year. Was David Cameron this year?
What, came into power?
Yeah. No. Was that last year, was it?
No, that was ages ago, wasn't it?
Must have been last year. Oh, it was last year. I remember sitting in Guernsey wearing a David Cameron mask.
That's how you measure time.
Yeah.
Last time I wore one of our leaders' masks in Guernsey.
Oh, and France changed their president. No one gave a shit.
No one cares. They still burn cars when they don't get their own way.
The civil war in Syria? That was this year.
Oh, that was pretty big.
Yeah, I thought the Arab Spring was this year. It wasn't. It was last year.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was.
Hosni Mubarak was executed.
Yeah, I
Egyptian
cried.
President?
I cried for him.
Why would you cry for him?
I don't know who he was.
Why would you cry for him, Beams? That's a horrible thing to say.
Who was he?
It was the president of Egypt.
So?
So he killed a lot of innocent demonstrators when they tried to fight for independence.
Oh, right.
And he was
I cried for them through him.
It wasn't the end of the world.
It wasn't the end of the world,
it was
exactly.
It's not the end of the world. That's amazing.
But we actually managed to survive it, thank God, and get very confused recording a podcast trying to work out if it had or hadn't happened at that point.
Before it had even potentially happened.
Yeah.
My mind melted. When we were doing that, I couldn't work.
Oh, that was so long ago now. I can barely remember.
I know, it was at least
45 minutes ago.
But I think the most exciting thing that has happened this year is it's
I'm going to say what you think you're going to say.
Mars.
Are you going to talk about Mars again?
No, I didn't want to talk about that, but I thought I'd stay quiet because you guys would give me shit for it.
Continually talking about chocolate bars.
No, I'm not talking about Mars. I'm talking about year one. Of Kim Jong-un's rule. The hottest man on Earth.
Oh, yeah. See, now...
Did you hear about that? He was voted the hottest man on Earth.
By whom?
By the Korean Times. And they made out the whole world and decided he was the hottest man on Earth.
Oh, my God.
And also, they had another article that said that they had proven the existence of unicorns, and Kim Jong had found them himself.
Good lad.
He's a fucking hero. I love that dude. He's just such a comedy dictator. He's such a chubby little chubster.
He looks like a cartoon character.
He does look like Psy.
Yeah, he does look like Psy.
He should do the Gangnam Style dance.
Oh my god.
Wouldn't that be good?
Oh my god.
That would just increase his popularity.
Oh my god. He would be fated around the world.
Just going on from Psy, the other thing was Call Me Maybe craze that.
Was that this year as well?
That was this year as well. That was everywhere.
What about, did you guys ever listen to Rebecca Black's Friday?
Oh,
which
before
Gangnam Style was the most viewed on YouTube.
And she was the most hated woman on YouTube.
She got death threats.
Well.
Yeah. It was shocking.
Damn right, she deserved it.
But sorry now. Oh, also this year as well is the that Gautier song, but that was remixed with the five guys, Walk of the Earth, the five guys on the guitar.
Yeah, that song got annoying so quickly.
I still quite like it.
I want to stick needles in my eardrum.
But do you sing along to it when it hits the chorus?
No, because everyone does, and I hate songs that... do you know those songs where it gets to the chorus and everybody sings it and nobody knows the words? He's sharing it, man. He's like, shut the fuck up. If you don't know the words, don't just go... It pisses me off.
I don't know the words to Call Me Maybe.
But don't sing it.
I still do. It's good fun.
As long as other people are singing it, so you can sound like you know the words.
Yeah, as long as you get the right kind of sound out.
great song, mate. Shut stupid fucking lyrics. Doesn't make any sense to me.
But I think we can categorically say on this New Year's episode that it has been a good year.
It's been a good year.
It was a good year. We're not in that year anymore. Or are we?
Depends when we put this out.
No, because we said Happy New Year at the beginning of the podcast. We're clearly going to get...
Could be New Year's Eve.
You didn't say... Well, then I suppose we could launch it New Year's Eve in New Zealand, but not in the UK.
Hadn't thought about that.
Because we're 13 hours ahead of New Zealand.
Are we going to include this bit in the podcast?
Probably.
Why not?
Could do. Maybe not.
Pour favor. Parce que mon avis, je mange de beurre.
Où est le poisson?
Je ne sais pas.
Le poisson dans la piscine.
Oh, who is piscine?
Special for for our technology section, I think that maybe something interesting would be for each of us to give a prediction as to what we think is going to be the big tech trend of next year. How do you feel about that?
Why not? Let's do it.
So you guys have anything you want to start with, or would you like me to start?
I'm going to go with you starting.
You'd like me to start?
Yeah, because I don't want to, you know, ruin your thunder. You're a small man.
It's unlikely.
What, ruining your thunder?
Yeah.
Go on then, go.
So my big prediction for 2013 is going to be creative financing. I think that with the recession probably ongoing for at least the start, if not the whole of 2013, that creative financing for business is going to become a really big trend. So like crowdfunding for startups, crowdfunding for business loans, things like people selling off their future business in advance to financing companies. So saying like, you know, a bar that maybe knows that they take in X amounts of thousands per month will actually take a loan off a business, and they'll say, we'll give you that and 25% extra of our takings over the next 6 months. And I think that's going to be the big trend. And I think that the banks themselves will start to be less relevant, and people will bank online and with so there's like things like Wonga,
yeah,
and online person-to-person lending. So like, you can, rather than put your money in a bank, you can now put it on a website where people can lend, can borrow that money from you. But you don't lend like £100 to one person, you lend £1 to 100 people, so the chance of you losing that money is really low.
But I also think, I think the people in crowdsourcing and like Kickstarter are going to have to become more inventive. Mm-hmm. Me and my business partner today were talking about maybe doing a Kickstarter with VLC. They're the video playing program that you can get that can play any format of video. And I've just used them for ages. So I was like, actually, you know what? It's something that I've used for ages. It'd be quite good to give something back.
Yeah.
But all they give you for any money that you give, you get like 3 weeks worth of advertisement space on the site that everyone's going to use, which in some ways is quite good. But I was kind of thinking more like, I want to do something that I know is going to help someone that maybe can't afford to do it or something like that. Yeah. They're just doing it as kind of like, oh, we need some money and we'll just give some advertising away. So you're essentially just going to pay for advertisement on the VLC program.
Fair enough.
Which is kind of like, I just think people need to be more creative with stuff.
Definitely. I'm going to do a Kickstarter this year.
Yeah.
Just as a little heads up to anyone who's listening to our New Year special, I'm going to be doing a Kickstarter later on in the year.
Cool.
I think 2013 is going to be the year of me.
That's what's trending this year.
What's trending.
Trending.
JP Fancy Sauce Show. That's what hashtag's going to be top on Twitter.
What about you guys? What's your big tech prediction?
Well, a couple of I reckon something that needs massive improvement is things like, okay, Google Maps and Apple Maps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hyper-local information, where at the moment a lot of people are travelling around wherever they are, and let's say you arrive in London for the first time and you want to find a certain something, being able to discover that much more easily based on where you are located at that time and getting better information. So
I thought you were going to say where you can, because actually this would be quite a good idea. It's like, if you're a smoker, where around you is the cheapest place to buy 20
miles? That could be something.
You know,
that
or where the cheapest
like local search, you mean?
Local search. Yeah. Local search and information.
That's
where people are permanently there to answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're based in Mayfair and you're a clothes shop, then when something comes through and people say, I'm looking to buy a bomber jacket,
mm-hmm,
where's the best place to do it? Then you could actually, they would be able to quickly reply and it would come down on the map, ding, here, this person's got an answer for you, this is how much it is, this is what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, Oliver.
Yeah, I like that.
That'd be quite nice, wouldn't
it? Yeah, that'd be very nice. Google, take note.
Take note, Google.
That, and also, actually, I was talking to Anthea Turner today, who sort of has been somewhere for the last 15 years, and she was
saying,
have
you ever seen that video of Anthea Turner that she's presenting a TV show, and the truck that she's sitting on the tailgate of a truck, and it's about some guy's about to do a stunt out the back of the truck? But the back of the truck explodes, and it's really unfortunate. But it was in her early heyday, and she was fine; like, she wasn't damaged. I think she got some singed hair or whatever.
Okay.
But it's absolutely hilarious because she's so excited about what's going to happen, and the bike bursts through and it all explodes. But she's sitting on the tailgate next to her.
That's a massive tangent, Beans. I want to hear Anthea's predictions for technology in 2030.
Well, what she was saying was that she wants to start working more on how TV and mobile and social media need to link together much more.
Yeah.
So where programs might, which actually you see a little bit already. So if you're watching something on 4OD, mm-hmm. for example, and you know how you've always got those fucking annoying adverts that you just cannot skip through. Mm-hmm. If you click on screen at the moment, then what it does is, in some instances, it'll open up in another window that
their website.
That product's yeah. website, which is quite clever.
Yeah.
So what she sees happening more and more is people in advertising breaks. So let's say you're watching The X Factor, then the TV will know that you are watching The X Factor and communicate with your phone mm-hmm. to bring up an advert that you can't avoid.
Really?
Okay. So it sort of, it talks to your phone, it knows which channel you're on, mm. and it says something like, right, okay, so Ben and Jerry's are sponsoring The X Factor this year, and so you'll get a push notification on your phone that'll say, why not win a week supply of Ben and Jerry's and enter this competition mm-hmm. and then you're entering an online competition with all of the other viewers of X Factor at that point.
I think there's a nugget of truth in that, but I think it's kind of the way you've pitched it is like the wrong way around. I don't think there's going to be anything forced about it. So the trend at Wix, so I work for a big company that's involved in this space and we call it second screening. Okay. And there's really high statistics, like 30 or 40% of people when they're watching TV are second screening, which means they have an iPad or their phone on while they're watching that screen.
Okay.
And actually there's really clever things you can do to complement the first screen with the second screen.
Yeah, so you can do things like information on IMDb.
Yeah.
I now watch a lot of movies where I've got IMDb on my phone and I'm yep. looking for just trivia about the movie.
Exactly.
Like,
and it goes even further, like you can have... Like, let's use X Factor because it's a great example of social media engagement. But like, you can have your iPad open and you can be looking at a stream of tweets. You can be voting. You can be contributing back. You can be giving your feedback on. They could be talking about the certain clothes they're wearing, or you can be talking about the original artist of the song that they're doing a copy of and stuff. And there's a lot of really exciting engagement you can do through this second screen to complement the first screen. So I totally agree that's going to be a huge thing next year.
Well done, Anthea.
But that links into, because people have been talking about it, apparently it's in his biography as well, the biography that was written about him. Anthea Turner. Steve Jobs. There's going
to
be an.
Where did we get to Steve Jobs from that?
I'm saying because it's been spoken about already.
Okay.
There's going to be an Apple TV that's going to get launched, and it's basically going to bring the whole ecosystem of Apple all together again. So iPad, iPhone, Apple TV, like not just Apple TV, the box that's out now, as in a screen where essentially you can probably drag things off the screen, open them up, and things like that. So it's going to be fully connected, which is basically what Xbox and Windows are doing with Xbox, the Surface, and all that sort of stuff as well. But I reckon the big thing next year is Apple's going to launch a TV. Because it's, like you're saying, it links in with all the second screening.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon somewhere through next year that's what's going to happen, is a TV that is a piece of hardware
everything.
That links all of that.
Nice. So for diehard Fancy Sauce fans, tune in today, next year, and check to see who was right. Okay, and now for everyone's favourite part of the show, question time.
Nuevo annual question time.
Right, so quick ones this time because last week they were quite in-depth.
Yeah.
First question is, what is the earliest recorded celebration of New Year? How long ago was it and where was it? Double
was
points.
It Chinese or Western R1?
One answer, Biebs.
How long ago was it?
How long ago and where was it?
I'm going to go with New Year... I don't know.
That's a shit answer.
1,000 years ago.
1,000
in China, you think?
In China.
1,700 years ago in Jerusalem.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to give Colsey one for getting close and closer in both. It's actually 4,000 years ago, and it was in ancient Babylon.
So, on what day? What was it? Was it 1st of January, or did they even have that calendar then?
That's going to be in further questions.
Oh, okay.
Why is the month January called January?
January because jeune in French means young, and so January is the youngest month of the year, and so it's called January.
Oliver, minus one. Thieves.
But it's not even the first, because it wasn't originally the first month of the year. It was August. August was the first one, wasn't it? Because it was Augustine Prince. He was a horse rider called Augustine, and he came up with a calendar, and he was Greek. Something like that.
I'm going to have to give you a minus point for that.
Oh, well. Come on! No, it's, I thought I was, the look on his face, I was like... No.
So January is named after the Roman god Janus.
Ah, of course.
It's also the Latin word for a door, so it's a door into the new year.
Nice.
And the god Janus had two faces, one on the front of his face and one on the back of his face. So he was looking into the future and looking back into the past.
Cool, so, but then you could easily say that Janus is the middle of the year because he was looking back at the first half and into the second half.
No, because he was looking back at the year gone past and looking forward to the year ahead.
Okay.
So, scores on the doors, Colsey on zero, Beebs on minus one.
He got a minus one as well.
Yeah, but he had one in the first one.
Yeah, mate.
Okay.
Keep up.
There is a tradition in Spain to eat 12 of something as the 12 strokes of midnight happen. What is that thing?
There are...
Olives.
Colsey?
Olivia.
Right, Beebs?
They're going to be some form of nut, I reckon.
No, it's grapes.
Oh.
Have you never... Well, I guess you must have never spent New Year in Spain in that case.
No.
What? Can you actually eat...
You have to... know, it's actually the funniest thing. You have to get 12 grapes in your hand, and it goes... You know, like, dong, dong. And you
just
have to
one
do
a
it,
second,
as
right?
it goes in, you have to put it in your mouth. But the thing is, you forget to swallow... And like, you have to about 8 or 9 things, and you're like, how to pull your arse open and shove them in the side. It's brilliant fun. But nice. It's good, if everyone you get on the second is good luck, and if you miss it, then you get bad luck in that month. So the first one is January, the second one is February, the Jeez. Third one is March. And you have to get them all in at the right time and eat them all without getting them out of your mouth, and then you get good luck throughout the
so
entire
So you just
year.
Look like your mouth's got a load of hemorrhoids in them by the end of it, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
What, why is that?
It's just an old Spanish tradition.
Nice.
So the scores on the doors are... Colsey's still on none, Beebs on minus one.
Yes.
Beebs, this is your chance to draw even.
Right.
I'm going to have to say this fast because the first... let's have a buzzer because this one I think you'll both be able to get. So, Beebs, what's your buzzer sound going to be? Colsey, what's yours going to be? Right, okay. Okay, pay attention. What does Auld Lang Syne mean? Oh, Colsey, go.
Old country of mine?
No. Beebs.
The old...
You're Scottish!
Song, I know. The old time song? Something like that?
Nearly. It's old time's sake. Oh. I always get really annoyed because people sing for the sake of Auld Lang Syne, which is for the sake of old time's sake, which is stupid. You're supposed to sing for Auld Lang Syne. Actually, you're supposed to sing happy birthday to Jordan first and then Auld Lang Syne,
oh,
but we'll get
birthday?
To that later. New Year's Day.
New Year's
Day. Oh, happy birthday, mate. That's today.
Stop it. Stop it. But if anyone wants to send a present... I'm at 362 Samuel Lewis Trust Dwellings, SW61AT.
No, but come round and don't bring a present.
Yeah, come round and just torture.
Okay, last question. Because
do I get a point
I'll
for
give
that?
You a point for that, because
yes.
you were close.
Good.
So you're both on a grand total of zero.
Sweet.
This is the decider. What is the significance of the 1st of January? Why is the 1st of January the New Year's Day?
Because it's New Year's Day.
Because it's the first day of the...
No, but so like often things will be, you know, Christmas is actually a day of an old pagan festival. And like,
oh,
you know, Midsummer's Day is the point where
with...
the sun is at the closest to the earth. And like,
oh,
most
it's the beginning,
days...
It's the beginning of the season.
Go on.
It's the beginning of... It's the beginning...
Beginning of spring? No,
so this is
the
thing, most days are actually linked to something either... astronomical or agricultural. Almost all big celebrations in the world are actually linked to something like that. So what is the New Year's significance? Double points if you actually get this fully right.
Is it something to do with lunar stuff?
Go on.
So that originally the calendar was done around the lunar months. I don't know.
And
so,
therefore
it was the new moon.
It was the darkest day.
That.
The day started getting longer, traditionally, on the 1st of January.
They're both good efforts. I'd have to point out that the new moon, Beebs, is not in sync with the 365 days of the year, so that couldn't possibly work.
No, but did we definitely have 365 days of the year? Because didn't this calendar get changed at some point?
But it's not anything to do with the moon.
Okay.
Colsey, good attempt to say that it's linked to the longest day of the year, but the shortest day
shortest,
of the year, sorry, but actually that's the winter equinox, which is...
21st of December?
I think maybe the 21st.
I just wonder whether it had gone out of sync over the years, you know?
It's not a bad idea, but the funny thing is that there is absolutely no reason why the 1st of January is the 1st of the year. It's completely arbitrary.
But surely January is the
calendar has been changed like multiple times over the year, and they literally were just like, "We'll have it here." There's no reason, agricultural or astronomical or anything. And actually, for example, some cultures still celebrate the new year in the start of the spring because it's the start of the farming year.
I see, yeah.
But in the Western world, we celebrate it on January the 1st, and there is absolutely no reason for it.
Well, there's just no historical reason.
It doesn't fit
it's
with
not the
something.
Beginning of anything other than the year.
Yeah, it's not like
surely,
which is enough.
They're closing the fucking title. Well,
no,
yeah.
Because
it's
the point is that most like big celebrations are linked to something astronomical or linked to something agricultural,
right.
Because they
not.
Came from a time where like people weren't measuring time by saying like it's January. They were like it's the cropping season,
right.
Or it's the like the longest day of
raining.
The year. But actually, there's no real reason for it being the new year other than the fact that someone just went, yeah, we'll do it today.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Right.
No one gets a point.
So you both draw.
So basically, you're
for the end of the year, you both end it with a scorching 0-0.
All the start of the
year.
All the start of the year.
For the sake of old life.
Shut the fuck up, or Jordan, cut your face off. It's thought of the day.
Okay, so thought of the day this week is one of mine. It's not really linked to New Year, but it's something I've been worried about going into the New Year. I think it's an important question that every man has to ask himself, and it is, can one get athlete's cock?
Athlete's cock?
Right.
In what sense?
You're going to have
athlete's
to go
cock.
On there. I mean, wait, so athlete's foot on
talking,
the dick.
Oh, right. I thought you were saying that, like, changed.
So there's a backstory. So I was in the gym a few days ago, and I was getting changed, and my underpants fell on the floor. And I suddenly had this horrible thought that, like, you get athlete's foot from walking around in the gym barefoot. So do I now have to burn my underpants? Because if I put them onto my cock, because it's similar to your foot, like, it's a warm environment where it sometimes gets sweaty, which the whatever fungal thing likes. So can you get athlete's foot on your cock and get effectively athlete's cock?
Which would actually be sort of athlete's... It would either be... athlete geesh, because it would sit under the warm area between your ball and your butthole.
Yeah.
Or it would be underneath your dick, where your dick meets your balls.
Yeah, your shack, between your shaft and your sack.
Your shack.
Your shack?
Yeah.
Did you just create that word?
I created it a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
Hashtag?
Hashtag shack.
Created it a couple of weeks ago. Me sitting at home going, what shall I name this? I'm going to name it the shack.
But it's something that worries me a little bit because those underpants.
But is it not just like athlete's foot is just a fungal infection of the foot?
Yeah.
Because of like, but they're sure it's just a fungal infection. So wouldn't it just be thrush? But you don't call it athlete's cock.
I don't know.
Is thrush a fungal infection on your dick? On your?
I think it's a rash.
I thought only girls got thrush.
No, I think guys can get. I definitely know of one. Friend that had thrush that was a guy.
Name him.
Name
and
shame.
Nugget.
He'll know who he is.
I mean, I'm sure that you can get some kind of fungus on your penis. But
it's just a skin fungus, isn't it? So, but it's just not going to be called athlete's foot because the reason it's called athlete's foot is based around sports and stuff, isn't it? Because your feet sweat and it's just if you don't clean properly.
Okay, so are we saying the answer is I may be able to get a fungal infection on my shack?
Yeah, but
from
not as
underpants.
A result of dropping your boxer shorts somewhere where athlete's foot has been.
Boxer shorts, Y fronts, potatoes, but yeah.
Did you wear tighty whities?
Not whities.
What?
I need support, mate. I've got like 3.5 kilos in there.
What? Yeah, okay, your enormous balls.
But not whities because he doesn't want them to be brownies.
No, but hold on. So you're saying that I. From dropping my pants on the floor in the gym, I can't get fungal infection on my penis.
Probably not.
But you can get it on your feet. How's it any different?
Well, it depends. Did you, like, stand on your things to, like, change your fucking, like, dry off or something?
No, they just went
on
the floor.
Your pants off in the gym?
No, in the changing room.
Oh, changing room.
On the treadmill.
Here we go!
I was doing lunges, and I thought, my pants need to be off for this.
Possibly. Maybe we need to test this. Go back to the changing room, rub your boxer shorts on people's feet.
Oh.
And then
rub them onto your sack.
I don't really want to risk it though. I'd rather one of our listeners who's a doctor.
Also, this isn't the 1990s. We've got Google now. I'm sure you Google it, you'll find it.
Well, I've tried Googling athlete's cock and all I seem to get is gay websites.
Athlete's cock or pictures of Linford Christie doing the 100
metres. Try athlete's foot on your...
Oh my god, can you... I just put, can you get athletes? And it came up, can you get athlete's foot on your groin?
There you go.
Jock itch. Apparently you can. Yeah, it's...
What's it actually called, though?
It's called jock itch, athlete's foot... Hold on, jock... It's there's a group of fungal infections called tinea. T-I-N-E-A. And you can get them in anywhere that, like, your pit or your feet or your...
Rolls.
Groin area. Or, yeah, underneath your man waps.
Well,
yeah.
That's what someone was saying. Johnson, my flatmate, snapped his patella in two.
Dude,
his
I
kneecap,
heard about this.
Snapped it in two, right?
Yeah.
I was talking to Pip, who, for those people that don't know,
he's got a massive head.
He's got a massive, massive boulder head, and he ripped all the tendons in his knee a couple of years ago. So his leg, they both had full leg casts,
mm-hmm.
but they're ones that you can take off, like they're Velcro ones.
Okay.
And Pip was saying you need to get athlete's foot cream for like the underside of your leg, which when you're lying down and it's in the cast the whole time,
mm-hmm.
essentially you'll get a fungal infection just because you're
is that,
it's not getting
so
air.
You're just telling all of the Fence Sorcerer listeners that Pip had fungal infection on the back of his leg.
On the back of his leg, which isn't that bad. I mean, like,
that's a really nice New Year present to share that with the world.
Oh, sorry, Pip.
So that has been our New Year special of the Fancy Sauce Show, episode 5. We're going to take a short break because some of our stars are going to be away. Not me, obviously.
I'm going to America for a month.
I'm going to Kenya.
Nice. I'm going to Kenya.
Summer Kenya. Shimo Mombasa.
Are you going to hold up a small baby? A baby lion? Small baby?
I am.
Small baby lion, like the beginning of the Lion King.
I am planning on that.
Just hold leg it up. That would be so
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll give him a leg up.
Hold up for daddy long legs.
Yeah.
So yeah, just hope if anyone's listening to this before New Year actually hits, then please do bear in mind that it is now British law to sing Happy Birthday to Jordan before you sing Auld Lang Syne, and does have to be in that order. It can't be the other way around.
Tell you what, anyone that's listening to this now, just tweet us and say Happy Birthday Jordan. Don't say Happy New Year, we don't want that.
Yeah.
Just Happy Birthday Jordan, or JP, I think.
Whatever you want, I'm happy. Just as long as I've got one person who says happy birthday to me on the 1st of January, because they always come either on the 31st saying, probably won't be in a fit state to say this tomorrow, but... Or they come on the 2nd and it says, ... really sorry, mate.
It's completely blacked out.
Seriously, it's not, and it's not even a birthday, it's a birth shift, because people don't get up till 4 in the afternoon, and then they go to bed again at 8 in the evening because they feel like shit. So I get about 4 hours of being like, eww! And then the next day everyone's like, yeah, shut up, dude, I don't care.
And presumably you can never actually organise a party because everyone's always doing something.
Exactly. It's officially the worst birthday ever after Christmas.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna make the best birthday this year.
Oh my god, I'm celebrating New Year with the ginger pubes.
I can't wait.
Oh my god. Hopefully I'll get a ginger pube sandwich. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
See you soon.